there are some unusual things which one might not expect there. There's a little vignette that's an homage to an elderly woman in Ellery who's had a cross burned right in front of her home. And so you don't expect to see that. It's literally a little set that's in the museum. So there are some things that struck me because they were different. I was anticipating simply photo after photo after photo. And Cecil has begun also to collect various artifacts that are pertinent to different things that happened in South Carolina's history. I think overall, what impresses me most is the fact that, for reasons that I don't understand, South Carolina has been slow to recognize or acknowledge its civil rights history. We are grateful that perhaps we didn't have as many of the explosive events that they had in other states, but we should acknowledge the fact that many of the seminal civil rights events and activities took place here. And I think that is what Cecil is trying to preserve and present so that we will be an educated populace and understand and claim them.